Good evening, everybody. This is John Reese from BluePower.com. Tonight, it is music from the Purple Grotto. It is midnight on a Saturday night. And tonight, I got my son, Brian, here with me tonight. He's going to help me engineer. Hi, Brian. How you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
All right. Pop, I love to hear that. All right. Ah, Mr. David Gogo, he sure can play that guitar. Little Albert Collins tune, Backstroke. We're going to listen to this all the way through, Brian. Then we're going to play another one of his tunes. What do you say?
Sounds good.
All right. Skeleton Key, Mr. David Gogo, and it's a little Albert Collins tune, Backstroke. You're familiar with Albert Collins, aren't you, Brian?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Albert Collins been around a long time, had a lot of great hits. I do believe Frosty was another one of his...
Frosty.
Yeah, Frosty's one of his great instrumentals.
Yeah.
Brian is also an up-and-coming guitar and bass player, and... So Brian's come in to help me engineer tonight and keep this all together.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have a little bit of fun tonight. So we're going to play another one by Mr. David Gogo right now called Stay Away From My Home. He kicks a little butt on this one.
Oh, yeah.
My window, I hear you knock on my front door. I see you through my window, I hear you knock on my front door. I'm very sorry, baby, I'm not in love with you no more. Need you, baby, but now I've got to put you down. I used to need you, baby, but now I've got to put you down. Thank you. there for. Don't try to call me baby, Lord, I won't pick up the phone. Don't write me no letter, stay away from my
woman, you better stay away from my home. Get me into trouble. You know Valentine's Day is coming up, ain't it, Brian?
It sure is.
Did you get anything for Angela?
I didn't get her anything, but I made her something.
You made her something,
yeah.
What'd you make her?
She's always wanted me to draw her a picture of a butterfly, and I've just never really been able to
draw
a nice one for her, but I got a really good one this time.
All right.
Yeah.
Think she'll be happy with that, huh?
I think she'll dig it.
Oh, God, I haven't got anything for your mother yet.
Uh-oh.
That's going to be tough.
Yeah, she's a tough one.
I know she is a tough one. Why don't we play a song for her? I am her sugar daddy, you know.
That you would be?
That I would be. So I think maybe we'll play that.
All right.
Jack. Sugar, Jack Temption.
Jack Temption.
Yeah, it's a good tune. Let's play that. What do you say?
Is that good?
Yeah.
This is Jack Temption. Brian, in case you didn't know, Jack Temption wrote, I believe he wrote Peaceful Easy Feeling for the Eagles. And also, what the hell was the name of that other one? Already Gone.
Already, I did not know that.
Yeah, Already Gone.
Oh.
Yeah, Jack's a great writer. I've known Jack for a long time. A nice man. He wrote another song also called Mattress on the Roof.
Mattress on the Roof,
where he talks about driving out into the desert, putting the mattress on the roof of his car, and just, you know, going to sleep,
nice.
Watching the stars in the desert. Great song, Mr.
Cool.
Jack Temption.
And now here's Watermelon Slim and the Workers.
Check riding woman, got my paper all over town. Check riding woman, got my paper all over town. I've been all over three counties trying to run that bad paper down. When the girl needs a steak, she forks a check out the market. She wants her a car and a place to park it. She don't do no work, just reaches in my pocket. The sheriff says my checks are bouncing like a rocket. Check riding woman, got my paper all over town. To run that bad paper down. Now if the kid needs shoes, it's all right with me. Come see me for the dough, easy as one, two, three. But don't go behind my back, stealing all my money. Then asking me for more, that's a no-go, honey. Check right, woman, got my paper all over town. Been all over half Oklahoma trying to run that bad paper down.
Watermelon Slim and the Workers.
Hey, man, I never heard of them before. Pretty damn good.
They are good.
Kicking around. What was that? Check Writing Woman. I've had a couple of those myself.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I had a couple love to write them checks, you know.
They like to do that.
Right until all the money's gone, you know. Yeah. All the money's gone. So now, I tell you what, if you still got one of them women, then you're still a fool, you know what I'm saying? You are still a fool. Mr. Magic Slim will tell you you are still a fool.
Just 4 days. do hate to lose. I do hate to lose. I do hate to lose. Oh Lord. Oh well. Ooh, she's so long and tall. I tell you, weep like a hoe. I will a tree. Some folks say she ain't no good, but she's all right. She's all right with me. She's all right with me. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Sick on me at night.
Hello, everybody. My name is John Reese, and I'm host of BluePower.com. I want to tell you about some good friends we have way down in Maitland, Florida. I'd also like to tell you something else. These friends of ours just love the blues. In fact, they love the blues so much that in 1991, they created a radio show called Smokestack Lightning. And today, they deliver some of the most knowledgeable and entertaining blues and R&B shows assembled anywhere in the world today. Mr. Paul Newnham, Tommy Thompson, Marvin Rooks, and Rob McKinney invite us all to listen to their labor of love, Smokestack Lightning. This is John Reese, and Blue Power is proud to recommend Smokestack Lightning, one of the new alternatives in entertainment today.
Yeah. Martha and the Vandellas. Come and get these memories. I don't suppose you ever heard that before, huh, Brian?
Not that one.
That was their first hit record. I don't believe it was a real big hit because you don't hear it all over the radio like you do Dancing in the Street and Heat Wave and all that stuff.
Those I do know.
Yeah, those you do know. But here's one. He's a young man that we may be hearing a lot from. His name is Liddell McClinn. We're going to play the title cut of the album. It's called Stand Out. It just goes to show you what influences, what the blues influences can do to some people. Liddell McClinn, Stand Out.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think he was influenced by Jimi Hendrix?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. If anybody out there has any comments about this young man, write them in to us. We'd be glad to hear them. I personally think he's talented, but I'd like to hear his material as opposed to his material reflected through Jimi Hendrix's eyes.
Yeah.
But next we're going to play from the album Mercy. This is a really unique piece of work. This is I guess you pronounce his name Dan Traynor. It's T-R-E-A-N-O-R and African Wind. It's a really nicely done piece of work. It's in a beautiful jacket. But it's always in the grooves what counts. Mm-hmm. And we're going to play Mississippi Fred's Dream. And if you'll notice, they took Mississippi Fred McDowell from one of his cuts where he says, "I do not play no rock and roll, y'all. I just play straight natural blue."
Mm.
And they looped it, and they put it in this cut, and I think it's quite interesting. From the album Mercy, Mr. Dan Traynor and African Wind.
Play no rock and roll, y'all. I just play the straight natural blues. And I do not play no rock. And I do not play no rock and roll, y'all. I just play the straight natural blues. I do not play no rock and roll, y'all. I just play the straight natural blues. Everybody don't know what to do. Everybody don't know what to do. Everybody don't know what to do. Man, I'd make a guitar separate. Different ways of blue. And I make guitar say what I say. There's so many different ways of blue. Well, the more you play, the blue you get, the blue you get, the blue you get.
Well, I play these blues, it's a natural sound. Let your body twist around and around.
I do not play no rock and roll, y'all. I just play the straight natural blues. And I do not play no rock and roll, y'all. And I do not play no rock and roll, y'all. And I do not play no rock and roll, y'all. I just play the straight natural blues.
Mississippi Fred, he had a dream. Natural blues is a thing about things. Say yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Say whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hope y'all like it.
Yeah, I hope y'all like it. He was on top of that one. From the album Mercy by Mr. Dan Traynor and African Wind. That's Mississippi Fred's Dream. You noticed Mississippi Fred McDowell in there on a loop, staggering and jumping back and forth. And he was saying, "I do not play no rock and roll, y'all. I just play straight and natural blue." That's nice, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
Excellent. That little Bo Diddley happening there.
Mm-hmm.
It sure is nice having somebody to talk to. I have somebody I can bounce off, and it's good to have my boy here.
Right on.
And he's got the next voice. I can tell right away he got the next voice.
Oh, thank you, Dan.
All right. Now a little bit of R.L. Burnside, and obviously some young people have gotten hold of this gentleman because he's about 80 years old here. And check out his version of Rollin' and Tumblin'.
You gotta move.
Yeah, yeah, rollin' with love.
gotta move.
Hi, this is Ike Turner. You are tuned to BluePower.com, the internet home of the blues.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Ike. I appreciate that. Mr. R.L. Burnside, I got to tell you something. That is an outrageous version of Rolling and Tumbling, don't you think? I mean, that
sounded like
it was sampled, didn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
And actually put together.
And put together, like, on a computer or something.
Yeah. Actually, it's very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. You see what happens when young people get hold of the blues, man.
It's amazing.
It is an amazing thing. Why don't we take a step out right now on Highway 61?
All right.
You know, the Bob Dylan tune. I do believe that's the Bob Dylan tune, Highway 61, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? I'd hate to be...
Pretty sure.
Dumb. Bob Dylan, yeah. Bob Dylan, it's funny, Highway 61 says Bob Dylan a la Johnny Winter. The Blues Disciples, live at the Big Band Blues Bash, Highway 61. Ain't that where you want your killing done?
God said, Abraham, kill me a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no, and Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, now, but next time you see me coming, man, you better run. Abe said, where you want this killing done? And God said, I don't have a 61. George and Sammy had a bloody nose. Little Frank and Johnny, they wouldn't give him no clothes. He asked poor Howard, where can I go? Poor Howard said, man, ain't but one place I know. Sammy said, tell me quick, man, cause I've got you wrong. Poor Howard just pointed with his gun and said, that way down the highway 61. Mr. Baker said to Louis the King, I've got 48 red, white, and blue shoestrings and 1,000 telephones that will not ring. Tell me, man, but can I get rid of these things? Louis the King said, wait, let me think for a minute, son. Yes, I believe it can be easily done. Just take everything down the highway 61. The fifth daughter on the 12th night told the first father that things weren't right. My complexion, she said, is much too white. He said, come here, step into the light. Yes, you're right, gonna tell the second mother this has been done. But the second mother was with the seventh son, and they were still out on highway 61. The roving gambler was very bored, trying to create a third world war. And Johnny Winter, who almost fell off the floor, said, man, I've never engaged in this type of thing before. Yes, I believe it can be very easily done. Just put some bleachers out in the sun and head down Highway 61. Yeah!
I'm a blues man, Mr. Magic Slim and the Teardrops and Blind Pig Records in San Francisco and Chicago. That certainly is a great label. Magic Slim has been around a long, long time. What do you think about Magic Slim, Brian?
I think he sounded great.
He does sound great. And he's been, I don't know how old he is. I would say he's probably in his 70s, and he's still making great records.
Definitely.
Still kicking it out. Before that was the Blues Disciples, live at the Big Bend Blues Bash with Highway 61, a la Johnny Winter. All right. So let me see here. What else we got? We got some other good things here. We got Mr. Kim Wilson. We haven't heard from Mr. Kim Wilson in a long time. What's the title of that?
Is Looking for Trouble.
Kim Wilson is looking for trouble in all the right places.
Did see you trouble, a whole lot of trouble. I've been looking for trouble, I believe it done found me. Well, when I first saw you, babe, the man, you was out of sight. The hair up high, the dynamite flame. Trouble must be your middle name. Are you trouble? Baby, you just my kind. You a whole lot of trouble, the trouble I had in mind. Hey, look out now. Well, a little bit of wine, a taste of gin, a big blue eyes and a devilish grin. You trouble. Home with me. I got a bottle of scotch, a hotel key. You in for trouble, drink and see you trouble. Well, I ain't gonna lie. You the kind of trouble I've always been dying to try. Look out.
Mr. Kim Wilson is looking for trouble in all the right places. He can sure play harp, can he?
Yeah, definitely.
He burns on harp, man.
Good.
He gets down real good. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go back to the 40s and play a song. It was at 24 Hours a Day. Who's that by?
That is by Lewis Brooks and the High Toppers.
Lewis Brooks and the High Toppers. Mm-hmm. Let's check them out. 24 Hours a Day, the old Ruth Brown tune. So I'm going to love you 24 hours a day. Lewis Brooks and the High Toppers, correct?
That is right.
Well, we've got about time for one more song, and want to invite everybody to have a happy Valentine's Day. Make sure you get your lady something nice that she's going to like, or else you won't hear the end of it,
mm-hmm.
at least for a couple of months. But this is John Reese from BluePower.com and
Brian Eddins.
Oh, Brian Eddins from BluePower.com as well. Glad to have you with us, son.
Thank you, Dad.
Glad
to be here.
You sound marvelous, and we're going to do more of these. We're
awesome.
Having such a good time. We're going to go out with a kind of humorous tune by my dear friend Freebo. It's not really a blues song, actually, but it is funny, and it kind of fits the world today. It's a song called The Freedom Wall, and Freebo is going to be with us in a couple of weeks, actually probably just after the 1st of March when he comes back off tour, and maybe we can get him to do this song live for us. A song called The Freedom Wall.
Join the celebration and give a hearty cheer. Let's go wave the grand old flag, the Freedom Wall is here. Stone by stone we built it, mighty tall and pure. Evil is the illness and our fortress is the cure.
Evil is the illness and our fortress is the cure.
America, America, a better place for all. Cause come join the freedom band.
Freedom's on the march.
America, America, a better place for all. We'll be safe forevermore behind the freedom wall. Passing through the freedom gate with your freedom car, you will get a smile from your friendly freedom guard. We'll sing a hymn of godliness and ring the freedom bells. We'll keep those evildoers doing evil somewhere else.
Song.